We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, it's a Thursday afternoon. Looking out of our studio window, I'm seeing partly cloudy skies. Some of the clouds look to be cumulonimbus, so that could mean rain all over the area at any time. Monster rainstorm about 8:15 last night. I was right around the Orleans-Jefferson Parish line, and then I know it moved across Metairie and into Kenner and then down on the bayou, but some really heavy rain last night after 8 o'clock. All right, I'm Scoot on the air. Tomorrow's Free for All Friday, so we are almost to the weekend. I've got a list of the 10 most rewatchable movies of all time from a web. I don't even have the name of the website. I totally disagree with this list, but let's talk about that. Let's go back to the traffic center and see if Courtney P is still with us. Courtney, are you still hanging around? You know, she might be on the phone with somebody. You know, she gets information from different people. So anyway, we'll check back with her a little bit later. So be thinking about a movie that is in your mind, one of the top rewatchable movies. In other words, you've seen it many times before, but whenever it comes on, you'll watch it again. We'll get to that in just a few minutes. All right, we've got a couple of calls to get to. Let's go to Gregory. Gregory, thanks for hanging on. Welcome to the show.
Hey, summertime, and my balls are sweaty.
Hey, whoa, wait a minute, man. We got to dump you on that. You can't say that on the air. This is not a podcast. You know, if you were, you know, I mean, if you were listening on the Odyssey app, you heard that. But I mean, I don't need to know that. It's kind of inappropriate. We had to dump that. I don't care what part of your anatomy is sweating. Don't need to hear it.
Don't want to talk to him.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Gregory. Are we cool? I mean, you can't say that on the air.
I think we're cool. Are we talking?
Okay. Yeah, we're talking now.
Okay. Listen, what I wanted to talk to you about is you and Ian know that I'm a pretty firm conservative, but I cannot stand our governor. I really can't. I think he's mouthing off too much, and even his voice aggravates me. It really does. It's irritating. It's kind of like, you know, like scratching a chalkboard. And you know, I know he means well, but you can't.
No, I don't know that he means. I don't know that he means well. I don't have any idea that he means well. I think he thinks he means well, but I don't think he means well.
That's why I'm losing faith in this guy, and I voted for him, and that's why I feel like an idiot.
Well, don't feel like an idiot. Just change your vote next time.
Yeah, he said some things that were really crass. Oh, and the guy that called, your first caller, I was talking about Lemmy from Motorhead, and I happened to
I met Motorhead.
Ozzy Osbourne in the green room at the House of Blues.
Right.
Yeah, Motorhead, not Radiohead.
I met Radiohead. I know it was one of those heads.
I wanted to confirm that. And I think you made some excellent points today, Scoot. And I'm sorry about my introduction today. I just thought I was going to be funny.
It's okay. I mean, it's kind of funny. I mean, we don't need
really
to know
hot
that.
Out here.
Yeah, well, it is.
No,
yeah.
but I. Well, I was walking back to my car. I parked it over by the, anyway, I had lunch at Mina's Palace, and you mentioned it a few days ago.
I love that place.
That place is still good.
It really is.
I think they have the best plate of red beans and rice, and that, not only that, their club sandwich, what I had today,
is
to die for, and they had the skinny French fries.
And also with the red beans and rice, they give you a hell of a portion, and the prices are very reasonable. And this is a family-run operation. It's in the French Quarter.
Yeah,
I think it's Charters and
Iberville. I've known it for years. I spent 23 years in the Navy, and before that, I was at Rubenstein Brothers when I was at Tulane, and I worked at Rubenstein Brothers on Canal Street, and we would walk across that. Back then, they were on Iberville Street.
Yeah.
You know, they weren't on Charters where they are now.
Okay.
But you just couldn't beat the specials, and they did great seafood. They did great. Well, I think the red beans and rice are probably top. And they're Greek, and they're nice. And they used to, we would call in an order ahead of time. One crab. They had Greek accents, and instead of club, crab. One crab sandwich.
Yeah.
But they were so nice and so endearing to us. And I'm glad you mentioned them. And another thing, so many people have died, and I really admire. I was no wrestling fan, but I thought Hulk Hogan was a decent chap. I really miss... Where the Boys Are. I really miss her.
Oh, Connie Francis, yeah.
Because my mother loved her. I mean, as much as she loved the Beatles when I was a youngster, she really loved Connie Francis. And we watched that movie over and over again whenever it would come on.
Where the Boys Are, that was like a Peyton Place trashy movie back in the day because they dealt with some adult themes.
Think about it. Yeah, I know. That's why it was so exciting to a six-year-old.
I can imagine.
Anyway, I got to apologize to you and Ian for my introduction.
It's okay.
I will never do that again. Your show is important to us. And I love you. And keep bringing up stuff about our governor.
All right, listen.
I think I got ripped off.
One quick thing before you go. What is a movie that is very rewatchable to you? You can watch it over and over.
Oh, I thought about that. Every James Bond movie.
Really?
From Sean Connery through Roger Moore and even the later ones. I didn't like the one with Pierce Brosnan, the two or three he made. But if you look at those movies, they're immortal. They are so good. And this was before, you know, computer-generated crap. And it was before, you know, the special effects were real. They had real stuntmen. Really, really incredible. Kind of like the stuff Tom Cruise does. I don't know why he does it. I'm not a big fan of him, although he did make Top Gun when I was at Miramar. But anyway, any James Bond movie from the 60s throughout the mid-70s, especially the one that was made right here in New Orleans, if you recall, Live and Let Die.
Yep, that's right. All right, Gregory.
Goldfinger.
Always nice to talk to you. And, get a towel down there and try to dry off. All right, thanks for being with us. If you want to join us with a comment, and I'd like to know what you think is a top rewatchable movie. What's a movie? You know, sometimes you're channel surfing and you catch the movie. It's already in progress, but you stay. And from that point, you watch it till the end. Or what's a movie that you see listed, and as soon as you see it, I'm going to make an appointment. I'm going to watch that movie, even though you've seen it 15 times. I've got a few on my list. What's a rewatchable movie to you? The Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text Line is 504-260-1870. Let me share this list with you. And I forgot the website where I got this from. But listen to somebody, some expert in the movie business has come up with a list of the 10 most rewatchable movies. Are you ready for this?
Let's go.
All right. Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, not for me, but I can see where people would want to watch that over and over again. Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, look, I'm not trying to break up your rhythm here, but
it's okay.
That just came out last summer.
That would bother you today?
Yeah. Yeah. Just today I'm concerned about that.
Suddenly now you're concerned about that?
you can't include Top Gun. I thought you were just going to say Top Gun.
No, it's Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah, let's watch it. Well, Top Gun Maverick is,
I could watch Top Gun again over Top Gun Maverick. As good as Maverick was, I could watch Top Gun again.
I got food in my freezer that's older than Top Gun Maverick. You know, I don't think we can talk about, I've rewatched Top Gun Maverick 1,000 times.
Well, that's a good point. That's a good point. The Great Budapest Hotel. No.
Brothers and Sisters.
No.
No.
It was confusing.
That was not his best work. Right. You know, if Royal Tenenbaums is on the list, okay, let's talk about that. But Great Budapest, no. Next.
Notting Hill.
What website did you get this from?
I gotta find it. I'll try to find it.
Is this Red Book magazine or something?
I don't know. Notting
this
Hill.
Nonsense.
No. These are like the top 10 most rewatchable movies according to this website. Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Azkaban. This list sucks.
Inglourious Bastards.
Okay. All right. Yes.
Die Hard.
Highly rewatchable. Also highly rewatchable.
I can see that. Yes. The Dark Knight.
Yes. I'll allow
it. I could watch that again. Boogie Nights.
Yes.
Call Me By Your Name. I don't even know that movie.
That came out of... I think that was a good movie, but I don't know that everyone's like, ooh, I'm going to drop what I'm doing and watch this.
All right, what's a rewatchable movie for you?
Castaway, Titanic, Contact, Magnolia, The Fifth Element.
Hold, slow down. I'm trying to write all these down.
Waterworld.
No. Yeah, you had to bring Waterworld into that.
Any of the Alien movies?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Not the new one. My God, the new one, Alien, what was that? Alien Romulus? God, it was gory. Really, really gory. And I've never been a guy that was disturbed by gore, but the new Alien movie was wretched. Boy, it was really uncomfortable to watch some of that stuff.
You mentioned Titanic, and you know, I can watch Titanic again, and when I pick up Titanic, you know, I can, when I see it on, I can pick up it somewhere and watch it to the end. The interesting thing is that the flotation device that she was on, it would have supported both of them.
Mm-hmm.
So just reminds you that, you know, Hollywood takes creative license with different things. He could have actually fit on that and floated, but that wasn't part of the story. All right, for me, I mean, this goes to show you I have kind of a simple mind. When I'm not working, I really like to let go. Summer Rental, The Great Outdoors, Vacation Movies. Now, on the serious side, The Legend of Bagger Vance.
Oh, you love The Legend of Bagger Vance.
I love that movie. It is, to me, that movie is
it's a
great exception. It's a great reflection of and a great metaphor for life in general. And I just think there's a great lesson in that movie. And I've had people tell me that they saw the movie. It's about golf, but golf is a metaphor for life. Because I don't play golf, but I totally relate to that movie. And I had people tell me that, I didn't even pick up on that. Man, that other stuff was like them. And like Will Smith in the movie is like a guardian angel. He's not just a caddy. So the movie's really, really deep. And I love The Legend of Bagger Vance. Great movie with great lessons.
We're getting a ton of texts about
The Godfather 1 and 2. Mm-hmm. Love those. All right, read some of the text.
I mean, there's so many. I don't even know where to begin. I'm going to read ones that I think we'll all kind of agree about, and then I'll read a couple ones that are like off that list where you're like,
okay,
the top 10 rewatchable movies, according to my 95-year-old grandmother who lives in a hut. Here's a text that says, a lot of people said Shawshank Redemption.
It's an excellent movie.
Extremely rewatchable.
Yeah.
A Few Good Men, Groundhog Day, Saving Private Ryan.
See...
Soothsayer Sam threw Waterworld in there, but I think he didn't mean it. I think he's just sucking up.
Once was enough for Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah.
Once was enough. Now, they did that. They did a, I hate to say it, but they did a an adult sequel to that, Saving Ryan's Private.
Shaving Ryan.
Well, I was going to make it a little cleaner.
Well, that's not the name of the movie.
Yeah.
We only tell the truth on this
show. That's right. Shaving Ryan's. No, I'm not going to say that anymore.
Forget it. Let's move on.
Go ahead.
Gladiator, Braveheart,
Those are good movies, yeah.
Robin Hood.
But good movies.
They said Robin Hood, and I was like, ooh, yeah. But they mean the 1938 version. Mark the Historian.
Really?
Apparently when the 1938 Robin Hood film comes out, he just can't peel himself away.
Do you know what movies I love? On Saturday night at 7 o'clock, Svengoolie. Does, you know,
oh,
the wraparounds?
Yeah.
I love those old classic horror mm-hmm. movies. I mean, sometimes there's a stupid one like, you know, Killer Bunnies or something like that. But when they show, like, when they show, like, the original Dracula or Frankenstein, or werewolf, I love to watch those movies. And I started that, and I mentioned this before, I started that habit of watching that Saturday night at 7 o'clock during the pandemic.
That's
you
right.
know, when we couldn't go anywhere.
When you just crawled out of your dress and were looking for something to do.
Yeah, that's right.
Another person says Dancing with Wolves and
no.
Waterworld. I wasn't born yesterday. If you're telling me Waterworld is one of your favorite movies,
you're sucking up.
I don't believe you.
You're sucking up.
I think you're blowing smoke and you're trying to get me to read your text.
That's right.
And it'll work.
And it's working.
If you tell you what, new rule. You can say anything you want about anything we're talking about or you or me or the show. And if at the end of your text you say, I love Waterworld, it's a great movie. I can't wait to see it again. Brothers and sisters, I will read that text.
All right, go ahead and read a couple of texts. I'm going to try to find the original article and see where, if I
yeah,
can tell where it came from.
Earl on there. Forrest Gump. Dirty Dancing.
Oh, Dirty Dancing. I agree with that.
The Princess Bride.
I have never seen it, and I keep hearing that I need to watch that movie.
Schindler's List?
No!
No!
That was kind of rough.
I mean, it's a good movie. No disrespect to the movie, but I'm not going to...
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Hey, guys, no, I'm not coming out for poker night. Schindler's List is on is on TNT. Like,
and
I'm not
really,
doing that.
And no disrespect to the subject matter, but it's kind of rough to watch that movie.
You were necking during Schindler's List?
Oh, I love that.
Whiplash. Did you see Whiplash?
No, I didn't.
Oh, man, it was so good. It's got that bald guy from the Liberty, the insurance commercials, and it's about the jazz drummer.
Yeah.
Oh,
I heard it
really,
was
really, really good. Yeah, if you're a musician especially, that'll really spin your bow tie. Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that was, you know, it's pretty funny. So if I'm in the right mood, I mean, I don't smoke pot anymore. If I was in the right mood, I would watch Pee-wee's Big Adventure. But
come on, you don't have to be smoking the devil's lettuce to enjoy Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
I would.
That's quality cinema.
I'd have to. I think I'd have to watch.
I can't remember if it was yesterday or earlier in the week, but the bike, the little red cruiser from is actually now on permanent display at the Alamo. I'm serious.
I know. I heard about it. That's an iconic thing.
The Big Lebowski.
The Big Lebowski. You know, people. I tried to watch it. I didn't get into it. I couldn't get. And people tell me. I knowing my sense of humor. People tell me I would love the movie. I should watch it. I didn't really get into it.
The Usual Suspects.
I've heard about that too. You know,
I was pretty young when that came out.
Yeah,
I've seen it, but I don't remember.
I heard
it well.
For me, Swingers.
Oh, you love Swingers.
I love Swingers. It's not about the lifestyle. It's about it's about guys who are trying to help a guy get over a breakup with a girl, and he's a swing dancer. As an amateur swing dancer, but I mean, there's so many epic moments in that movie, and I mean, those guys are just a bunch of beautiful babies, and you know, they're just really wonderful.
How about Fight Club?
No, once was enough.
Yeah, I mean, I watched it. I was like 13 when Fight Club came out, and we couldn't get enough of that movie. You know what I mean? Like the sort of anti-establishment, like revolutionary, like tear it all down.
Yeah.
Boo, credit reports. You know, we were really, really into that. But I don't know if I would drop everything to watch it again. I would read the book. Another person says Napoleon Dynamite and Waterworld.
Oh, yeah. Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh,
can't you boys make no
quesadillas?
Can't you boys make no quesadillas?
Get a quesadilla. Quesadilla.
Quesadilla.
How about Reality Bites with Winona Ryder? You remember that?
I like that movie.
That was a good
movie. Like that movie a lot.
I would watch that movie.
And you know what movie kind of was reminded me of that in terms of tone was the movie Singles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I often get Swingers and Singles confused.
And Singles was very much, you know, the 90s generation coming of age. Yeah. You know, the Xers. It was an X movie.
I'll just do a couple more here. This is not a movie, but let's mention it. Sorry, I didn't catch the name of the restaurant that Scoot just talked about with red beans and the club sandwich.
Oh, Mina's. M-E-N-A-S. Called Mina's Palace. Small restaurant. I think it's Charters in Iberville, but I just kind of stumbled upon this place. And I really, I mean, you know, really great food. It's run by a Greek family, and it's a small place. But it's just, I mean, like they've got, you know, old style tradition when it comes to, you know, how the waitresses wait on you. I mean, I like the place and the food's great. All right, we got to get to a break here. If you want to join us with some of your suggestions of rewatchable movies, the Oakenhart Jewelers Talk and Text Line is 504-260-1870. Now, for me, you know, Vegas Vacation, yeah, I liked the original Vacation. European Vacation was my least favorite. You know, Christmas Vacation may have been the best one, but I like the Vacation franchise. I'm Scoot on the air, and we are coming back. You're listening to WWL.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Shreveport Police Department is trying to figure out whether or not to complain about this, but there's some criticism or concern, if you will, about this strip club, Larry Flynt Hustlers Strip Club in the Shreveport area, offering a special discount, $5 admission, to Shreveport police officers. Now, it's the admission and free non-alcoholic beverages. But they're saying that this doesn't really represent the image of the Shreveport Police Department. Also, there's a picture on social media of a Shreveport Police Department vehicle being washed down by some women from the strip club. And I mean, what's wrong with that? I mean, you know, these ladies are, many of these ladies are raising families. Many of these ladies are going to school. I mean, they're hardworking women. They make a lot of money, and it's legal. What they're doing is totally legal. So why should there be judgment of the police vehicles being washed by girls from a strip club? I don't get it. You know, I mean, if it's not for you, then don't go. But don't suggest that, you know, other people shouldn't go. And I don't have a problem with the strip club offering them just a lower. It's probably a $10 cover. So if you're a police officer, you get in for $5. And look, I'm sure they like the presence of police officers. I'm not sure they should be there in uniform. But I mean, even if they, well, That's up to the police department to determine that. But police officers should be able to go to strip clubs, and I don't think that takes away their ability to administer the law. All right. Let's see. Oh, also, we have to mention once again about Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry. I just posted a video on Scoot on the Air Substack. Just download the Substack app and join me there. I'm posting videos every day, several videos almost every day. And I think these are really good messages. And it's an extension of our show here. I'm a little freer with my conversation there. But I think I'm posting really great videos about important observations about political and social issues. And you know, it gives you information to use if you need to debate somebody in your family or one of your friends. Also, we have remembered Hulk Hogan on the show today. And I met Hulk Hogan a few years back. You can see I'm kind of young in the picture. But I just posted a picture of me and Hulk Hogan together. I mean, look how big the guy is compared to me. I mean, the guy, we both came out of the womb about the same size. Look how gigantic Hulk Hogan is compared to me. And I mean, I'm not a tiny person. I'm not big, but I'm not a tiny person. But take a look at the picture. It's on Scoot on the Air Facebook right now. We're talking about the top rewatchable movies. What's a movie that you can watch over and over again? Let's go to Tony in Metairie. Tony, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hey, Tony.
So the one that I'll watch is A Few Good Men.
A Few Good Men. Yeah, somebody mentioned that. I've seen it once. It's really intense. Do you think there was a message in that movie?
No, I don't know.
It was just an exciting movie to watch.
Yeah, it was terrific acting all around, I thought.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree. And I would say to anybody listening to this show, if you can't handle the truth, maybe this isn't the right show for you, because we do tell the truth here. But that was the iconic line. Jack Nicholson was amazing. And my God, I'm just thinking Demi Moore, Kevin Bacon, Tom Cruise. There were a lot of people. That was stacked with celebrities.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Kiefer Sutherland. Yeah, that's right. All right, good movie. Tony, I appreciate the call. Let's go to Ian with a couple of quick texts.
I can't believe I didn't think to mention this in my own list of rewatchable movies, but a number of people are talking about Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, my God, yes. Yes.
One of the most preeminently rewatchable movies of all time.
Yes. Will that be all, Mr. Froman? I'm Abe Froman, the Sausage King of Chicago.
Rooney!
That guy was a little...
I want to see you outside of school in 10 minutes! By yourself!
Oh, yeah, that was one I can watch over again, too.
Here's the text that says, Vacation Movies, The Postman, and yes, Waterworld, Shawshank Redemption, Saving Private Ryan, and Dune, both old and new.
Nah, I couldn't... I don't know. I think I tried to get into it. I couldn't really get into it.
The first Dune movies, I think... I don't know. You had to really be a fan of the Dune franchise to love the first films that they rolled out. And then the second ones, I think, are better, but they're too new. You know, yeah. It's like... I'm not trying to make anybody feel bad for including these types of, like, newer films in their list, but it's kind of not in the spirit of what we're talking about.
Well, your point is,
the movie is fewer than 5 years old, yeah. Then it's not, it maybe doesn't belong on this list.
Compared
right?
to Ferris Bueller's Day Off,
exactly.
your point is, how many times can you have rewatched that movie?
Home Alone,
you know, very creative. You know, I saw it once. I don't need to see it again.
Man, really?
Yeah, but I think it's really good. Very, very creative, but I don't need to see those again.
I think this is probably a generational thing. I was 6 years old when Home Alone came out, and I couldn't get enough of it, you know?
Yeah.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
It's a cool movie.
It's a cool movie. Yeah. Aged like milk, I will say.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
There's a whole lot of like, this girl's 17 and we're seeing her topless. Why? Like, this is whack.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind some things that show the context of the times in which they were made, because I think there's history there. But you know, but no, not everything.
Did you see No Country for Old Men?
No.
Oh, that was a good one. I forget it's got Josh Brolin in it.
Yeah.
It kind of came out at the same time as There Will Be Blood with Daniel Day-Lewis, which I think is extremely rewatchable. Brothers, do not try to get your women folk to watch There Will Be Blood or No Country for Old Men with you. They will not enjoy it. Well, that's what I heard.
Hey, I can't believe that I haven't mentioned my favorite Christmas movie.
Oh my God, I can't believe we didn't mention this yet.
Yeah.
If
I won't even get into it.
If you were like clearly in a conversation that you wanted to get out of, like if you and I are out at an event together or a party or something and you're like talking to somebody you don't want to talk to, I'd run up and say, "Hey Scoot, somebody over there is watching a clip from Love Actually
on
their phone." And, I gotta go. Sorry, nice meeting you.
Love
Actually over here.
That's the deal. Just come up to me and say somebody's watching Love Actually.
Somebody's watching Love Actually.
Yeah, I just think it's
somewhere
in the city.
Somebody is watching Love Actually, and you'll
look. And I'm going to go back to Swingers. I just think that's a classic. I saw it in the movie theater in 1996. I had just moved to Philadelphia, and I was looking for things to do, and I went. I thought it was great. And just some great lines in there, like they're at the dining area at a Vegas hotel, and he's ordering, and before the waitress comes back, he says some Las Vegas waitress is going to understand some obscure French philosophical reference. I mean, I might as well have said, can you just jump my ignorant bones? And then she comes back and she says, coffee? I'll get that for you, Sarge, or whatever the French philosophical reference was. But I think Swingers is a great movie. All right. On this day on the SOTA rock culture calendar, on this day in 1971, this was the number one song in the country. And even in 1971, there was a lot of talk about the Native Americans in this country and how they had been treated. And Mark Lindsay and Paul Revere and the Raiders, they did this song that went to number one. But just listen to a couple of the lyrics. There's a lot of truth here. Listen to a couple of the lyrics as we go to break. And
out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker
presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We'll be right back. All right, happy birthday today to J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez, 56 years old. Remember recently when that podcaster, that stick in the mud, that... Well, he's conservative, not because he's conservative, just because he's a stick in the mud. Charlie Kirk was criticizing J-Lo and Taylor Swift and Katy Perry for acting young and criticized J-Lo like she's 56 today, but she was 55 at the time. So she's 55 years old and she's acting silly on stage, or she's just, you know, not acting. Charlie Kirk, look at Charlie Kirk. I mean, he's one of the most boring looking people ever. I mean, if you were going to invite people to a party based on the way they look, Charlie Kirk would not be on your list. I mean, I don't know who this guy is to criticize anybody's looks, but he is about as boring as you can get. If you like that sort of thing, then maybe you like Charlie Kirk, but man, it's like he is just so freaking uptight, and his looks reflect that. And I'm all for Jennifer Lopez and anybody not acting their age. Let's go back to Ian with a couple of more text messages. That's how people are communicating with us now concerning the most rewatchable movies.
Streetcar Named Desire.
Yeah, that's a classic. Yeah, I could see that over and over again.
Good Will Hunting.
God, I love that movie.
American History X.
I love that movie. American History X. Hard to watch, but love the movie.
Was it? What am I thinking of? Not Good Will Hunting, but... oh, man. The other Robin Williams movie where he's a teacher?
Not... Dead Poets Society.
Yes.
Yeah, Dead Poets Society. See, I'm with you. I mean, I mentioned Summer Rental and Great Outdoors and vacation movies, but I like those for escape, but I most like movies that have great messages.
Yeah. The Green Mile.
You know, I saw it once. It's long. It's sad. It's too sad. I don't like sad movies. I can't watch it more than once.
You see Training Day with Ethan Hawke and Denzel Washington?
No.
I think I saw that once and I enjoyed it. I don't know that I would. No, I think I would. I would watch that again. If it was on TV, I would say, hey, I'm going to watch this tonight. The first Jurassic Park.
Love that. I thought that was excellent.
I also
like the one that was a Jurassic World where it was like an amusement park.
Yeah, the first Jurassic World.
Jurassic World, okay. Yeah,
and
I like that.
I think we're on the third Jurassic World now.
Yeah,
World,
I don't know. I'm tempted to go see the new one, but I'm not sure.
Nothing can hold a candle to the first one.
I agree.
And you know, my girlfriend hasn't never seen it. And I told her when we started dating, I was like, I promise I'm going to be gentle about, oh, you haven't seen this, or you gotta watch it, man. Like I said, I'm gonna do two or three of those, and then I'm out.
Well, I'll tell you what,
I really did. When I found out she hadn't seen Jurassic Park,
let me make this suggestion. Just tie her up, and this time, watch the movie.
Oh, my God. Scoot on the air.
You don't have to make the nod that tight.
So bad, dude. Let's go to break.
All right, we'll come back here. We'll come back here.
Just go.
All right, we'll come back on WWL. All right, Thursday afternoon, we are almost... We're almost to the weekend. Tomorrow's free for all Friday. And we'll have the latest on this tropical weather moving through the area. Sports Talk with Mike Dettelier, Steve Geller coming up next. And they'll talk about the latest in Saints training camp news. And the voice of the Saints, Mike Haas, joins the guys at 4:20. I want to thank Program Director and Brand Manager Diane Newman, Assistant Program Director and Brand Manager, and Senior Producer of Scoot on the Air, Ian Hoke, who needs to give us an explanation about why that was really so funny to him. Market manager Dan Barron, news anchor Chris Miller, traffic with Courtney P. As always, I thank all of you for being part of this show. I'm Scoot. Thanks for being with us. Love you, New Orleans.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.